Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
We've got John Fenderson with Bayer Westbred joining us again today. Hot weather has slowed us down in planting our 2024 wheat crop to this point. John, I know that as folks start to jump into the planting of this 2024 crop, you're a big advocate of including some fertilization at time of planting.
The advent of air seeders and the ability to apply fertilizer in the slough with the seed, we have really seen the benefits of that. I typically think you're going to see anywhere from 4 to 6 bushels pretty easily. And it gives that quick, vigorous start if you're going to graze wheat. And it also gives you that strong root system getting into the wintertime with the right number of tillers on that plant.
Thanks, John. To learn more about Westbred's wheat varieties and help you seize the season, go to westbred.com. There you can find more about the selections Westbred has for the Southern Plains, as well as how to find a Westbred seed supplier.
Well, the latest World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimate, or the WASD report, was released yesterday. I had the opportunity to visit with Rich Nelson at Allendale to see what we saw on this week's report.
As far as issues going here, for the most part, some of these numbers were within expectation, but I think some people might be a little surprised by some of the corn discussions here today. USDA did add about 800,000 acres to planted acres from the August estimate, with that FSA farm program data being included. And that offset the light decline in yields posted on today's report. So believe it or not, we saw a net increase in corn production from last month. So stocks at 2.2 billion, still suggesting some problems there. Wheat side of things, this was a quiet report, as it usually is. And we'll see USDA make a production change here next month. So that left all these numbers, including supply and demand, unchanged for wheat on today's report. As far as the soybean side here for the grains, you know, we did see a light decline in yields, 50.1 bushels an acre. That was near the expectation. Keep in mind, this 220 million bushel ending stock, it does look tight, but USDA probably has not addressed the entire discussion regarding export sales concerns in the coming months.
Talk a little bit about what makes this particular report special. I know it's a little bit different from the August report.
It certainly is. And for corn and soybeans, for the August report, we only have a farmer survey involved. And last month's survey was about 15,000 producers. For this month of September, they do another farm survey, but they also include in-field analysis for corn and soybeans. And that's why the trade feels maybe the September yield numbers, though they weren't as low as people wanted to see, maybe they're perhaps a bit more accurate, and we're getting quite a bit closer to the final ending goal here.
To hear my complete conversation with Rich Nelson at Allendale, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. USDA also released its crop production totals for September. Associate Farm Editor Reagan Calk spoke with Troy Marshall at USDA NAS here in Oklahoma to get us an update on the cotton.
Here in Oklahoma, we're forecasting of about a 260,000 bale production. This is about 14% lower than what we saw in 2022. We're seeing that harvested acres being about 310,000 acres, which is up from 35% from last year. So that's an increase there. But probably the big change is where our yield's coming in at. So we're projecting the yield to be 403 pounds per acre compared to what we had of those, the acres that got harvested last year, 634 pound per acre.
You can read that full report from USDA NAS's Troy Marshall at OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news on Ron. While many tools for managing risk exist for livestock producers today, Livestock Risk Protection, or LRP, may be a valuable option for you no matter how large or small the operation. Clay Bertram at Farm Data Services tells us more.
It's a risk management tool for large producers, small producers, the small cow-calf guy. It's eligible for anybody that wants to have a floor and buy insurance on their cattle.
Give Farm Data Services a call today at 800-579-8164. They are an equal opportunity provider. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.